Perikei Mishnah Yud Shiva Mine Puranios Ba'in La'olam Al Shiva Gufei Avera. There are seven types of punishment that come to this world for seven types of sin. This Mishnah Yud specifically discusses three types of sins. Sins for people who take tithes or don't take tithes, people who are in a situation where they resolve not to separate challah. In each of the cases that the Mishnah delineates, the Mishnah explains that there's a punishment that comes to the world for a particular type of sin. And as I just explained, this Mishnah, as well as Mishnah Yalaf that we'll learn tomorrow, goes through different types of sins and the resultant punishment that occurs therefore. For example, the first case is Al Miktsan Maisrin Umiktsasam Einon Maisrim Rav Shel Betzorespa. When some people tithe and some people do not tithe, a famine caused by drought ensues. And then the Mishnah goes on and tells us about other situations and other punishments that occur. Dever ba'ala olam al misos ha'amuros b'torah. Pestilence comes to the world for two different types of reasons, says the Mishnah. Al shalom nimsru lebezin v'al peros shvius. Crimes deserving of the death sentence, as well as improper usage of fruits of the Shemitah year. And the question is, what does this Mishnah and the next Mishnah have to do with Avos? Why are we discussing the seven types of punishments that come to the world for seven types of sins? This Mishnah seems to be an anomaly in light of the other Mishnahs that we learned, which discuss ethics, Musar, characteristic traits. What does punishment and sin have to do one with the other? It would seem that the Mishnah is teaching us a fundamental tenet of Jewish faith. One of the basic principles of faith of the Klal Yisrael, as the Rambam enumerates in the 11th Ikr of the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the 13 Principles of Faith of Maimonides, Ki hu Hashem Yisbarach, and I quote, No saint sachar l'misha ose mitzvos ha-Torah, v'yanish l'misha over al azharoseha. God Almighty HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives reward to he or she who fulfills the mitzvos of the Torah. And God gives punishment to he or she who transgresses the mitzvos and the averos of the Torah. Says the Rambam that one of the basic tenets of faith is that there's a concept called schar va'onesh, reward and punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to give bounty, sustenance, good, life, chayim and tov to every individual and to groups of people, to communities who are able and to recognize, who fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem and who follow on the path of Torah and the tenets of faith that are so prominent to Klal Yisrael. But lo aleinu, if Klal Yisrael, if individuals and community don't follow the mitzvahs of the Torah and they continue to transgress averos, ultimately there will be punishment. And that's what this Mishnah is teaching us. Shiva mine puranios ba'al na'olam al shiva gufi avera. There indeed will be punishment that will come to this world for different types of sin. And we have to know that. There's a reality to this. There's checks and balances. There's an accounting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into account. We just read the brachos and the klalos and parshas kisav, and it's not just once in Sefer Dvarim, but as well in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Bichukosai. You'll note, and we read, and we learn, and we hear from HaKadosh Baruch and Moshe Rabbeinu, that there's schar v'onesh, there's reward and punishment. There's brachos and klalos, there's blessings and curses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's up to you to choose. Re'ei ani nosin lachem lefneichem esachayim v'esatov v'esara. It's up to you. Choose life. Chai bohem, because then you'll receive the bounty, the chios, the life, the success, the sustenance that you need. But there really is reward and punishment. There really is an accounting. And this Mishnah has to inculcate this fact to us. And not only do we find it in the Mishnah, not only do we find it in the brachos and the klalos and Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Dvarim, but we find it as well every single day in the second parsha of Shema that we recite. Shachris and Meir, v'hoyim shemoa tishmol amitzosa asher anochi mitzav eschem ayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, if you follow in my statutes, you follow in my path, you follow in my Torah, you will receive success, bounty, rain at the right time. But if you don't listen to me, that's what this Mishnah tells us again and again. You will not receive reward, but not only will you not receive reward, you will receive punishment, difficulties, challenges, enemies, struggle, war, famine, drought, disaster. But we need to follow the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam continues in his Yud Gimel Ikrim, Ki Aschar HaGadol Hu HaOlam Haba. The ultimate reward is the world to come. V'ha'onesh hechazak hekares. And the most painful, difficult sin and punishment that exists is kares. And therefore the Rambam continues that we've discussed this on multiple accounts, and he proves this point from a pasuk in Sefer Shmos, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, I see what Klal Yisrael has done. I see the difficulties and the pain and the suffering and the sins that they have incurred. V'at and tisa chatasa. Now, says Moshe, erase me from your sefer if you're not willing to forgive the Jewish people of your sin. But listen to the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi asher chata li emchena misifri. He who has sinned unto me, I will erase from my book. I will delete and I will separate from Klal Yisrael. Says the Rambam, Raya shiodeya ha'over v'achote. This is a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who sins. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu who sinned. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's fault. But it was Klal Yisrael who forfeited their right and their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God gives reward to some and punishment to others. That is Schar V'Onesh. And of course, as we are in Chodesh Elul, as we climb closer, weeks away from Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Hadin B'Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun U'V'Yom Tzom Kippur Yechosevun, we need to recognize that there is a reality of Schar V'Onesh. There's a reality of an accounting, of a checks and balances that's taking place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge each and every single one of us, as Rav Kuspidoy says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, and Rosh Hashanah Shlosha Svarim Niftachim. There are three books that are open, Sifrim Shel Chaim, Sifrim Shel Mesim, and Sifrim Shel Beinunim. Which book will we be written in? Which book will we be stamped in? Which book will we be sealed into? That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's what the Aser Simei Tshuva is about, and that's what happens on Yom Kippur. It happens every single day, the Gemara says. Bechol Yom Adam Nidan. Every single day, man is judged. And we have to recognize, contemplate, and note that there really is an accounting, even though we can't see it. In his book, Ethics from Sinai, Rabbi Bunim Cohn, Irving Bunim Cohn, in his classic work, notes the work of Mary Anton in a book that she wrote, The Promised Land, Boston, in 1912. She was a Jewish immigrant from Russia, and she relates an accounting of her life growing up in Boston. And she notes that she became, quote-unquote, Americanized. She grew further and further and further away from her Jewish faith. The first time she says that she was transgressed Shabbos, she carried something outdoors without an air. She waited for a bolt of thunder to strike her. But at that moment, when no bolt of thunder actually struck her, she considered her religion disproved and decided from there on in to ignore the halachos of Shabbos and to adopt all of the laws of the secular society and to leave Yiddishkeit behind her. But what Anton didn't realize, that nowhere in our Mishnah is there any mention of the timing of the punishment. Our Mishnah doesn't say when, where, why, how punishment will come, how soon after the sin punishment will come. That's only up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This much alone is certain, though. For each guilt described, the punishment will come. Time will not wither its uncertainty. Mary Anton, although she simply was following the precedent of those others who don't follow in the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was missing a most basic element. Yes, there's punishment. Yes, there's reward. When will come? That's not up to us. That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Shiva Minya Puranis Baal Olma Shiva Gufi Avera, seven types of punishment will come to the world for seven types of sin. These are articulated. These are outlined. These are factual. These are true. And for other sins, there's other punishment. And for other types of mitzvahs, there's other types of reward. That's what the Mishnah continues to teach us, that Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Haba, every Jew has a place in the world to come, but we need to be able to fulfill those mitzvahs. As Rav Hanani ben Akasha teaches us, that Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give merit to the Jewish people. L'Fichach Hir Ben Leb Torah Mitzvahs, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us multiple, tens and hundreds of mitzvahs to fulfill. But that's what this mission is coming to teach us, to recognize and to concretize and to inculcate into our basic premise. And this fundamental tenet of our faith, as the Rambam pens, is schar v'onesh, reward and punishment, and accounting, checks and balances, life, daily,
monthly. And of course, as Rosh Hashanah comes, recognizing the day, the significance, and the balance that is in our account, let's all take advantage of the last weeks of Elul as Rosh Hashanah is upon us, take advantage of the time to do tshuva and to make sure that we are in the right book, receiving the reward that we deserve, and chas v'shalom la'aleinu, not to be in the book of the others.